Following program is intended for mature audiences only. If you are under 21 or easily offended, get the fuck out of here. Over 120,000 downloads.
Jesus Christ!
Listeners from around the world.
And now if it was like 15 inches, we'd be like, bring it on.
Captivating interviews.
All around badass goddess, Miss Ginger Lynn Allen.
Best introduction I've ever had.
And explicit content.
Oh, that's it.
This is Midwest Menage a Trois.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever the hell time you're listening to us. Welcome to Midwest Menage a Trois. I am JD, and I am here with my nipples of steel wife, Carmen.
Nipples of steel?
Nipples of steel.
Why am I nipples of steel?
Well, let's just say, for those that have never seen them, and it's a small number, but those that have never seen Carmen's nipples, they're very nice. They're a little bit larger, on the larger side of things, but they're very perfect for sucking. However, for Mother's Day this year, my lovely wife decided that what she wanted more than anything in the world was to get in our pool. Now, mind you, our pool heater is not hooked up yet. So we stripped down naked and got in the pool. And I'm guessing her nipples were pretty much like steel because it was freezing.
It's not gay if you're tasting your own boys.
My dick almost went away. It was that fucking cold.
They were up in your throat.
Oh, my God.
You could have gargled your own junk.
I went in waist deep. I wasn't going any deeper than that. And that was enough. You went all the way in.
I didn't go under.
No, but you got up to your shoulders.
Yeah.
Well, you're short. So, yeah. That was our Mother's Day fun, little naked swimming in the pool for the first time.
And then the kids came over.
Little naked freezing in the pool. And, well, we got dressed, and then the kids came over.
So, true.
Yes. All right, guys. Well, tonight we promised you a two-part show on hedonism. We're going to do part two tonight, and that entails we really wanted to kind of sit down and compare the two resorts we've been to. Well, three, I guess. Four. One doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I do want to put a little disclaimer out there. I know people are very passionate about both of these places. And they're always going to say that theirs is the best. That being said, we're going to be try and be as honest and fair as we can. This is our opinion. That's it. Nothing else. This is just what we observed by going to both.
Right. And I think what we are going to do is we're going to talk about it as company as opposed to location. Because I think of the desire resorts, because we kind of have to take Meechus out of the equation.
Well, of course.
They don't matter anymore.
Doesn't exist anymore.
Doesn't exist anymore. But between the two Cancun resorts, those we have to, I think, like, room-wise, beach-wise, entertainment-wise, they're comparable.
Yeah, very much so.
So we're just going to talk about, like, company as a whole.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mexico versus...
more so, yeah. Obviously, we're going to be more so focused on RM because we've been there multiple times. We've only been to Pearl once.
Right.
But yes, I would agree with that. The we'll lump the two desires together.
Yeah, there I think go. that would work best.
So, and the reason I put this disclaimer out, I got to tell this story. I put a post in one of the groups for Hedo. Just a little, hey, this is a picture of us. We were there last week. If we met you guys, you know, please feel free to reach out kind of thing.
Had
a great time, you know, blast. Here we are. Somebody commented on my post about, and it was somebody that had never been there before. She was simply asking a question. I think the comment was something like, hey, you know, how was the resort? We're thinking about going, but I had heard it's old and run down. I answered her honestly. It's an older resort. I did not see anything that was in disrepair or was failing or anything like that. They kept our room super clean. It was, you know, everything was clean. And that's what I said. And then the comments below mine, she got attacked.
Right.
You know, it's not old and it's not, and there's just people ranting and to the point that I deleted the post.
It is old.
I felt
it was
bad.
Built in the 70s.
I felt bad for this girl because she was just asking a question. And that's, you know, the passion for these places comes into play. Yes, you love it. I understand that. But don't attack someone who's just asking a question.
Right.
Anyway, so let's get to it.
Okay.
What are we going to start with?
Well, I think let's break it down by category. So
I think there are some major ones. You got food, you got nightlife, you've got the beaches.
Yeah, food, nightlife, bars, staff is another.
Well, let's talk first about the facilities. So very comparable, I would say. Our biggest disappointment was not having a balcony, but you can get a balcony.
Yeah.
For our first time, we just chose not to. Whereas at Desire, you don't have that choice. You get a balcony no matter what room you're in, or a patio, depending if you're on the ground floor. But they're all balcony rooms. I don't think they have any non-balcony rooms.
Correct.
Yeah, even the garden view.
And the when they say ocean view, it's a sliver at Hedo. It's not like at RM or at Pearl, you kind of feel like you're on top of the ocean a little bit.
Well, yeah, that's the difference between the beach, though.
Exactly. It, the just to give you a picture, your ocean view room at Hedo is set back quite a ways off of the water.
Ocean.
Yeah, so you have a really kind of a longer walk to get to the ocean.
A little bit, yeah. Well, clearly, yeah. But then again, and we'll get to that when we get to the beach part, but the beach at Desire is all but non-existent, especially after the last hurricane.
Right.
So, yes, it is set back further. You can see the ocean from your room. You got to look through some trees and stuff, so there is some stuff in the way. But again, it's just a big picture window. We didn't have a balcony. Cleanliness-wise, very comparable, I think.
Oh, God, yeah.
I think they both do a great job of keeping the rooms clean, keeping the resort clean. Didn't see anything that alarmed me
at
either one.
Not at all. Not at all. I think bathroom counter space is about comparable. Maybe a little bit more counter space at Hedo than you have at Desire, but both are fairly comparable.
Comfort-wise in the room, I had a hard time sleeping in the bed at Hedonism.
Yeah.
It was a little too soft for me. Again, that's just me. I like a nice firm mattress, so.
Right, and I didn't have a hard time sleeping other than the fact that the way that the air conditioner is, it blew directly on the person that was on the air conditioner side of the room. It didn't cool the room as a whole.
But you could change that, right?
No.
I thought, well, you...
I could direct it down a little bit, but it was still blowing on me even with it being down. It just wasn't as severe.
Gotcha.
So, you know, you are going to have that blowing directly on you.
At least in our room. I don't know if all the rooms were the same.
I don't know how other rooms are set up. This is just our room.
All right, facilities, let's talk about...
let's talk about walkways.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, so. Because at Desire, you really don't want to wear heels too much because the walkways are very uneven or they are like a super shiny mirror-like tile.
greased mirror-like substance. Right.
So you might go on your ass a little if it's wet or, you know, turn an ankle because the walkways are stone and not even. Where at Hedo, I was pleasantly surprised that they were all paved or a blacktop material.
Yeah, yeah. And the only...
Hills.
The only thing about hedonism is there's a lot of hills, a lot of up and down. It's nothing drastic. It's nothing undoable. In heels, it's, I would imagine it's a little sketchy, but not terrible. Not like walking in other places.
No, I was never afraid to walk in heels in you know, on the hills. I was actually thankful for the hills because, you know, going to and from the room, you kind of got a little butt work.
Let's talk about the lobby a little bit. The lobby at Hedonism is gigantic compared to Desire's lobby.
It is.
When we are greeted at Desire, we're generally greeted with a drink. We did not get greeted with a drink this time. Mm-mm. At Hedonism, so a little difference there. But we did get the cool swag bag and, you know, kind of ushered through, and they treat you very well.
Yeah.
So I would say, all in all, probably very comparable on both ends. The one thing you don't have at Hedonism is the immediate attempts to sell you the timeshare.
Yeah.
So.
Membership. It's not a timeshare. It's a membership.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. okay.
You say so. So, yeah, that's kind of nice. I guess on the other side of that is the thing you don't have in Mexico is all the beach vendors.
Yeah.
Trying to sell you cocaine.
True story.
I mean, you have a few, but not like Jamaica.
Yeah.
My goodness, they are.
Every 5 seconds.
15 minutes, there'd be a guy. Boom.
You want weed?
So, beyond the lobby, we can talk a little bit about some of the other facilities. We didn't really go in the gym at Hedonism. We walked by. It looked really nice.
Yeah. It looked nice.
We've been in the gym at Desire, I think, once. That's okay.
No, we've never been to the gym at Desire.
I thought we went once.
Nope. We took our clothes. We didn't go.
Okay.
We walked in.
So if that's your thing, both resorts have adequate gyms.
Yeah. Nice facilities.
We intend to go every time. We never do.
No, we actually plan not to do it this time. We didn't even take our clothes.
Yeah.
We said, tired of packing them.
Let's see. Let's talk about pools, shall we?
We shall.
So before we get to the beach, we'll get to pools. Desire. Now, remind you, when we're talking about Desire, we're talking about the old Desire. We have not been since they've opened up the new edition. So we don't know. Now RM has two pools. They've got the main pool and a quiet pool. Before, they just had the main pool.
Right.
Hedonism has pools galore.
But none really used. Only the nude is really used.
Only the nude pool is really used. Yeah, there's a clothing optional pool right off of the dining area. There's another clothing optional pool down by the beach, which is an awesome pool, and it's got great views of the ocean. And then there's several pools throughout the property, just little ones.
Those are not heated.
Well, and I don't think the beach one was either, was it? It was pretty chilly when we were in there.
I didn't think it was all that cool. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So anyway, they've got a ton of different spaces for you to relax in. But like Carmen said, if you want the party and you want to be around people, everybody's at the nude pool.
Right.
Yeah, those other pools. I don't know that I ever saw more than 2 to 4 people in the pool up by the dining hall.
Other than when they did the foam party.
No, that was
the beach. At the, yeah, I'm sorry, up by the dining hall. I saw people lounging around it. I never saw anybody in it. I saw one person in it while they were getting a diving lesson.
Yeah. So, yeah, the great facilities, not very well used, I don't think.
Right.
Comparable. So I would compare the nude pool at Hedonism to the main pool at Desire.
About there.
Very comparable as far as entertainment, as far as, you know, the bar. The bar, I think, at the Hedo pool was bigger than the old Desire. I don't know about the new one, but
yeah,
they have a large U-shaped bar at the Hedo pool, so there's more space to get up to it.
Yeah, but I think, you know, if we're talking bar-wise, like actually being able to get a drink, I think the wait was longer at Hedo to get a drink.
I don't think so. I think it depended on the time.
Okay.
Time of day, when you were there.
I'll give you that.
Sometimes I walked right up and got up a drink. Sometimes I had to wait a few minutes, but it was never anything exorbitant. One time, I think I waited like 5 minutes.
So I'm going to disagree with you a little bit on the entertainment at the pool. So there's a big difference between Hedo and Desire, because at Desire all day, they're playing music. And they did a really good job at Hedo with doing a mix-up of the kind of music that they played. They played country, 80s, rock, dance. They played a little of everything, and I think they did a really good job of the mix up there.
Yeah, I would say music selection as a whole throughout the resort, both the pools and the nighttime stuff and disco the one night we went there. They played way better music for us. We're old. The music was a much wider selection than just the techno stuff.
Easier danceability other than techno. If you like dancing to techno, so be it. But some people find it hard to dance to. So I would agree.
Let's talk a little bit about the beaches.
Okay, so Hito really has them on the beaches. It's big.
Hands down, yeah. I mean, I think we talked about it in the last show, that the Desire Beach in Meeches was probably our favorite, but that doesn't exist anymore. So Hito was a very close second. The beach is beautiful, and it's huge.
And you have very small areas of rock where you would be stepping on anything. But again, like we said in the last show, you should be wearing your shoes because there are sea urchins.
And killer crabs.
And killer crabs. You might almost die like JD did.
There is a little bit of seaweed at Hedonism, not anything near what they see down in Mexico.
So it's seagrass, so right. It's very little.
Yeah, it's very short. I don't know, what, 8 inches maybe. In length. And you do want to be careful walking through there because I'm pretty sure that's where the crabs live. But it's nothing like, in Mexico they have to put up the seaweed barriers. Every morning they're out there raking the seaweed off the beach. You don't have that in Jamaica.
You don't.
It's just an entirely different ecosystem down there that doesn't provide that wonderful seaweed that shows up in Mexico.
Right. You're not going to also have the smell of rotting seaweed.
Yes. The beach is well taken care of at both places. Of course, they go out and rake the sand every morning at both places. As far as service on the beach, I think it's a little better at Desire because
we had no service.
Because the beach is so much closer to everything because there is no beach. It's tiny.
Yeah.
At Hedonism, I don't know that I saw a waiter or waitress on the beach at all.
Mm-mm.
We had to go walk and get our drinks if we wanted a cocktail. So
right.
The service I think is a little bit better there. Towels and all that stuff, kind of the similar at both resorts. You got to walk up to a little shack and get your towels. And
they did have it a little different at Hito, though. They would set them on an unused bed where they had like speakers sitting
by the pool. Yeah.
By the pool. So you could grab one without having to go check one out from someone.
Well, I was going to mention that difference too. At Desire, normally, sometimes, I think it's most of the times we've done it, sometimes they don't, but usually they'll ask for your room number and write it down and towels, checking the actually officially checking the towels out. Hedonism, they didn't. They were just throwing them out like candy.
Well, but part of that too with Desire, with having to quote unquote check out a towel, is because you have to reserve a bed. You have to get your chair from them.
No, not always, because you can still get, if you go up and get a towel, like if we've gone to the pool some days and not bothered with a bed because there's none available by the time we get there, you just go up and get a towel, they still write your room number down.
Oh, so, maybe I didn't see that part.
Yeah, but not a big deal.
No.
That's one small difference, I would say. Otherwise, anything else on the beach? I mean, the snorkeling's way better in Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
You snorkeled in Cancun at the beach, and you don't see hardly anything.
No, and you can snorkel at the beach at Jamaica and see all kinds of different, like, coral-type fish.
Yeah, and starfish.
And starfish and crabs stingrays. And stingrays. And
crabs.
Yeah, so you're going to see all kinds of stuff like that. But for the beach-wise, no, I don't think so.
All right, well, let's talk.
It's a little different, though, I will say. Like, the one area of the beach at Hito, it's almost like walking on cement.
And it rained there almost every day.
It rained every day at noon.
Yeah. And after a good hard downpour, that sand turns into almost cement-like material.
Yeah. So that's about it for the beaches. Let's talk food.
Well, and we should say, too, I mean, I would imagine most people know, but I will throw it out there. On the beaches at Hedo, there are two sides. There's a nude beach where you have to be naked.
Right.
And there's a clothing optional beach. Everything at Desire is all clothing optional. There is no you have to be nude side. Really, the clothing optional side, we spent most mornings there.
Right.
And it's nice and quiet. And you can kind of rejuvenate and catch your breath for a moment. And then the nude side tends to fill up over there, of course. We swam and did some stuff over on the nude side beach, but we never got a chair or hung out over there.
No.
We were usually in the pool, so.
Yeah, and, you know, I think at Desire in the mornings, it's kind of like the nude side beach where it is fairly quiet in the mornings there.
Well, and Desire, as we've come to see over the years, especially at RM, there's one side of the beach that's, and now this is all changed, but there used to be one side of the beach that was right off of the pool where the party is.
Right.
And then the further down the coast you went, out toward the other side of the resort, it got a lot quieter down there too. So in the middle of the day, if you wanted an escape, you could go down there. Versus kind of like the clothing optional beach at Hedonism.
Right. And I'm assuming now that the pool has moved to the opposite side, it's probably reversed now.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would think. Who knows? We're going to have to go and find out.
Let's talk a little bit about the restaurants. Food-wise, the main area of food at any resort like this is going to be the buffet. Both buffets are really good. I think Hedonism actually has the edge on this one.
For buffet-wise, yes.
I think they had a lot more choices. It's a lot bigger buffet. And the food was really good.
Right. And for, like, breakfast buffet, it was always the same.
But it was good same.
It was good same.
And again, we touched on this in the last episode. Even though it was the same, you had every breakfast staple you could imagine was there.
Exactly.
Plus some other weird stuff. There was like a sriracha chicken, not a sriracha, but a salsa chicken that they served every morning.
Yeah.
It was really good.
It was really good. Yeah. So, you know, you do have those kind of things. We did lunch and dinner there. And yeah, it was really good. The specialty restaurants.
This is where you and I disagree a little bit, I think. And I think it's because we didn't sample the whole. We only went to the Japanese restaurant one night.
And we did the hibachi.
We did the hibachi side.
And I think hibachi-wise, they're comparable between Desire and Hedo. I think they're kind of comparable. What we did not sample, which is our favorite at Desire, we really didn't sample the sushi.
Yeah, we had some with our hibachi meal. And then they had some on one of the nights, I think it's Friday night, on the buffet, they showcase all of their restaurants on the buffet. And they had a bunch of sushi out for that from the Japanese restaurant.
And it was okay.
It was okay. I think.
Yeah, I think Desire's going to have them hands down on the sushi.
I know you really like the hibachi stuff, but I like the Desire sushi way better.
And I absolutely do. When we go to Desire, I would prefer the sushi over the hibachi.
Right. Okay. Steakhouse-wise, the closest thing right now I think that that Hedonism has to a steakhouse is the Flame. And I don't know for sure, but I think that's the restaurant that actually caught on fire and then they moved it to this open air setting.
Could
so it's
be.
In a different location now. But that would be versus, you know, Sallow at RM.
Or RM has it hands down on that one.
When you go to Sallow, it's a five-course meal. You're sitting down. You know, they bring you each course, and they're all top-notch. Flame just, I think we had three courses, and one of them was burnt.
Yeah, and the salad, it was. That was part of our meal. It was a buffet kind of thing. It was a salad bar.
Yeah, it was a salad bar.
So, you know, if I'm dressed up, I really don't kind of want to go and get a salad bar.
That's one other thing we should note about the difference in the two resorts. If you go to Desire as a man and you want to eat dinner, you better have long pants, closed-toed shoes, and a collared shirt, or they will not let you in the restaurant. We've seen it happen.
Right.
At Hedonism, no dress code.
No.
So you can wear shorts and a t-shirt if you want to any of the restaurants.
Yeah, we saw people in pajamas. We saw people all over the place. Now at Desire, of course, you can go into the buffet in shorts and a t-shirt.
Right, just not any of the specialty restaurants.
Right. So it does kind of force men to dress to the level that they want their ladies to dress to.
Now, that being said, do I ever underdress compared to you?
No, no. And I'm not saying that you do. I'm just saying in general, you know, usually the men want the ladies to be dressed to the nines and they're wearing ratty shorts and a t-shirt.
I actually prefer the ladies to be undressed, but that's just me.
True.
The one area that I think hedonism, the one area, I keep saying that a lot, hedonism's coming out pretty good in this. It's funny because we didn't rehearse this at all.
We're
just kind of doing it off the cuff, and I really thought Desire, when I started this, was going to blow them out of the water. But now that I keep saying this, you know, hedonism's got this advantage. They got this advantage. Another advantage they have more specialty restaurants. Desire only has the two. Well, now, old Desire only had the two. I think there's more now that they opened the new section, but
right.
Haven't been there.
And
so.
No reservations.
And yeah, and hedonism does not require or take reservations where you have to make a reservation at Desire. The third restaurant at Hedonism is called Pastafari. It's an Italian one. It was
okay.
Good food. Yeah. Decent. Didn't have any pizza on the menu. I was a little bummed about that.
Yeah.
It's an Italian restaurant, but, you know.
You're a little disappointed in that, but it was decent. Now, let's talk late night fare.
Late night snacks. As you guys know from listening to the show, we love Desire. They make the grilled cheeses. They make the pizzas.
And they start it at 11.
And it's so good. Now, you can't complain about that because Hedonism... They do the pizzas as well and grilled cheese over at the Nude Bowl.
Starts at midnight.
The Nude Bowl. However, the buffet serves late night snacks. They had like chicken wings and all kinds of French fries, that kind of stuff. They start that at 10 o'clock.
No, they don't. They started at midnight. It was on the thing because I was looking. It starts at midnight.
Okay.
Starts at midnight. So if you want to go to bed at 11 and have a snack before you go to bed, like, you know, laying in bed and eat a pizza between the two of you like we like to do.
That never happens.
That never happens. Okay, it happens a lot. You have to wait till midnight.
So you have more choices at Hedonism with the buffet being open and the pool bar.
Mm-hmm.
The downside that we saw was... You just got done all night partying and dancing and having fun. You want to go grab a midnight pizza. You have to take your clothes off to go get the midnight pizza just to eat a pizza, put your clothes back on, and go to your room.
Right. Or carry it back to your room.
Or, yeah, even while you're waiting for them to cook your pizza, there might be a security guard that comes up to you and says, take your clothes off.
Not might, there is.
Well, she didn't come over until you were eating, but yes.
Yeah.
So that... For us, is kind of a downer. It's just an extra pain in the rear, I guess, if you just want, all you want is a pizza.
Right. And they don't have pizza on the buffet.
No, they don't put it up there. So you have
right.
to.
You have to go over there. Bar. So you got chicken strips and French fries on the midnight.
Let's talk snack. About entertainment.
This is going to be where, hands down, Desire wins.
So, at Desire, the main entertainment, weather permitting, is always done in the courtyard right next to the lobby bar. Big open-air area. They've got giant fans that blow down. It does get a little warm in there sometimes.
Yeah, and that's
especially
it.
Especially under the lobby bar.
Right, but that's even at Pearl or RM. Either yes. one is kind of in that open area space.
Great areas for socializing, great time. You know, there's just people kind of milling about. You can sit with other people. There's the bar area to sit. They also have some additional seating around the stage areas.
They have wait staff coming around.
They have a lot of wait staff, yes. And it's just a very inviting, kind of nice atmosphere.
And the entertainment is phenomenal. You're going to see some sexy shows where you feel like they are just going to
go at it right there on the stage.
Yep. They are just into it, and the dance shows, everything is just right spot on.
Well, the dance, yeah, we've seen dancers, we've seen acrobatics, we've seen roller skating acts, and they're all, they gear it very much toward the sexy side.
Yes.
Even the acrobatics and the roller skating and all that stuff, you're like, wow.
Right, and even the bands that we've seen there. I mean, one or two of the bands were like, okay, you really don't speak English that much, and you're trying to do like a very country song.
Right.
But it's still fun.
Now, at Hedonism, all of the entertainment takes place in the main dining area, in the buffet area. There's a stage up there, and they have seating around it, of course, all tables and chairs. So you're basically sitting. It's kind of like a dinner theater setting.
Yeah. But big poles in your view area.
And the wait staff is there, but they're basically working the buffet at the same time. So they'll come and refill your water glass endlessly. But to get a cocktail, you almost have to walk up to the bar
right
on the other side of the venue there. It gets so, so warm in that little area. Not little. It's a big area.
It's a big area.
But it's warm in there.
It's hot.
It's all enclosed. There's two sides that are open, I believe, to the ocean at that time because they closed the front doors.
Mm-hmm.
It gets warm.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Hedo Entertainment part.
I don't know. I wasn't very impressed, I guess.
One night, which was their exotic bondage.
Yeah, the fetish night.
The fetish night. That show was really good, and it was 75% of the way to a Desire show. Like, the dancers, you could tell that it was, like, baking it. And
it felt like it was the 400th time they've performed that show, and they were just kind of going through the motions.
Right. And they actually picked up a woman that was in our group and was quite aggressive with her.
Yeah, very.
The dancer, to the point where I was afraid they were going to hurt her.
Yes. So we actually saw that. Twice.
Once at the pool.
Yeah, one of the entertainers grabbed a lady out of the pool and was simulating doggy style sex
while she was
standing up, and he was pounding hard
to the point her husband came over.
Yeah, and said, "That's enough of that."
Yeah. So yeah, that was the only show that I even kind of remotely paid attention to. The rest of them, they very quickly lost my attention.
They had a couple of singers that were
I was
okay,
bored.
But yeah. It wasn't high energy. It wasn't
We said it felt like Dirty Dancing Lisa singing.
Yeah, remember the big show at the end of Dirty Dancing, the big finale?
Yeah.
With the sisters singing.
Yes.
I don't even remember what she's saying, but
that's what it felt like.
Some of them, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and Desire, we never miss the show at RM. We love it. Every night it's something spectacular.
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, it's a good venue to meet people. When you go now, and maybe this again, we were traveling with a group, so there were six of us. So we always had our own table. When you're in a dining room at your own table, you don't meet anybody else.
Right. But the other tables were four tops. So you either had a four top or an eight top.
Yeah.
So there's nowhere to really sit around and meet people.
Right. And the one place we did find that we really liked is right off of that dining room. There's a little courtyard area. It's outside. It's got fake grass, a big chessboard, and a bunch of very comfortable outdoor couches and big recliner chair, you know, not recliners, but big armchairs. Just a very nice open air atmosphere where you can sit and mingle. However, every time we'd go out there almost every night and there was nobody there.
Nobody there. And there's nowhere to get a drink over there.
Yeah, you have to walk all the way through the dining room to the entire other side of the dining room to the bar to get a drink.
Right. So the bars, around none of the bars except for the prude poolside, that has chairs around it. So, and we did sit there and we would talk to people. And
yeah, that was like our favorite bar.
Right.
Because we met people there.
But they close at 5.
Yeah.
They close at 5 and they don't open till 10. So, you know, you really don't have anywhere.
Well, no, they close at 5. That bar closes at 5 and doesn't open until 10:30 the next morning.
Well, that's what I was trying to say.
Or 10 the next morning. Yeah.
Yeah. They open at 10 a.m. They close at 5. Yeah. So, you know, that one place where you can sit and have a drink and, you know, mingle with people is limited.
Yeah.
So all the other bars are you walk up, you get your drink, and you go away.
Let's talk a little bit about the entertainment staff. At Desire, you guys know every trip we've ever taken, we come back with stories of the playmakers and the ones that we've met and the hijinks they were up to. And we just have a really good time with all of them.
And they pull you in. They draw you in. Even if you're kind of like kind of sitting on the wall a little.
But in a non-aggressive way.
Exactly. They'll just come up and talk to you.
At Hedonism, we connected kind of with one playmaker, and they're not called playmakers, the entertainment staff. One guy from the entertainment staff, he was fantastic.
Yes.
He went out of his way to talk to us every time he saw us and was just a great personality. The rest of them?
Nothing.
No.
No personality, no smiles, no...
Even like you were at the piano bar one night and bumped into one of them or made a joke or something, and she kind of... didn't respond at all.
I didn't even make a joke. I commented on her singing.
Oh, you said she was a great singer?
Yeah, I commented on her singing, and she looked at me like I had two heads. And same with another guy that was in there singing. I went up to him. He was standing at the bar, and I was standing at the bar, and I thanked him for sharing his voice with us because he was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And he just went, okay. And walked away. And I'm like, you are entertainment staff. Like, you guys are supposed to be entertaining, I guess. And, like, drawing people in and getting the activities going. And that never happened.
My first thought is, you know, when you think about that, is there a language barrier there? But really, there isn't. English is such widely spoken in Jamaica that...
And they all clearly spoke English because they were speaking to... You know, they would have like maybe a favorite that has been there multiple times and they would talk to them.
Right.
But if you were your day one getting there, insane, I guess, with the bartenders as well, other than one, Paulette, we love Paulette.
Yeah.
Other than one, you didn't get much interaction out of them.
No, not at all. There was one time we were walking, I believe, back from the nude pool to our room to get ready for dinner, and one of the groundskeeper guys kind of lit up and was talking to us and laughing and joking.
Yes.
And that was really, besides Junior and Paulette, that was kind of it.
Yeah, that was very much it.
Where is it? You know, at Desire, every person on that staff will say hi, ask you how you're doing, is there anything they can get you? Whether it's entertainment staff, whether it's wait staff, whether it's groundskeepers, whether it's housekeepers, they're all just overly friendly.
Right. So
that was a little different for us.
Very. We're used to the playmakers getting the party started, like around the nude pool for playmaker. I keep calling them playmakers or not playmakers, entertainment staff. They're doing games usually like at Desire and bringing the crowd in. They would just, at Hedo, they would just stand around the pool and shake their ass.
They did some games, a couple here and there.
I never saw a game.
But I saw them do it more so, like in the nude pool, there's these little floating tables. You know, they're concrete, but they're just above the waterline. You can go hang around them.
Oh, we did play a game with
Find the Nuts. They would go over to those, and they would start little games with the groups that were sitting around those tables. But mind you, these are little, you know, 4-foot tables. There's not a very big group around them.
Right. They did that. I'm sorry. I apologize. There was one time that they did that with us three ladies. They played Find the Rock Nut.
Oh, yeah. Well, you did that on the bar, didn't you?
We did that on the bar.
At the bar, yeah.
But it was with the entertainment staff.
Yep. Now let's talk about... since we were kind of so high on Desire here, this is the one place where hedonism kills desire on the entertainment spectrum.
What's that?
The piano bar.
Oh, the piano bar. Yeah. Now, I have a downside to the piano bar.
Okay.
So we talked last show. We loved the piano bar. They are, again, not conducive to conversations. There's individual tables or there are individual seats around the piano. It's not conducive to meeting new people.
We ended up pulling some tables together and making our own big tables. And the bar area up top, I think, is standing room only, so you could mingle there. I don't know. I don't know how you make that more conducive, I guess.
I don't know as if you do, but you understand what I'm saying.
I do.
You know, it's not necessarily a place to meet people.
Yeah, I was going to say, I met one person in there.
Because you went up and you said something.
Yeah, but that, how do you meet people?
I know.
For me, if the piano bar would have opened at 6 o'clock every night, I'd have been there.
I'd have been happy.
They don't open it till 10, so we kind of had to wait around, and by then Carmen's winding down.
Well, yeah, because I'm bored through the show.
Yep. So I wish they would open it earlier. That's my only gripe on the piano bar. Otherwise, it was fantastic.
Right. Yeah, so I think we've kind of covered the gambit, haven't we?
The only last thing I want to talk about, and I don't know if we're going to find any differences whatsoever, but let's talk about the crowd.
Okay.
We have always, you know, we've done show after show after show of when we go to Desire, how welcome we feel, how we meet all these new people, how we have such a great time, and the people make the place. I don't know that there's any difference. The crowd at Hedonism was fantastic. We went in with trepidation because of the fact that they allow single males.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one single male that was very unruly and out of place and got spoken to on multiple occasions. But
and word quickly spread about him.
Yes. So we had to deal with him a little bit, but other than that, I mean, the people we met were fantastic. The crowd was into everything. It was just it was a fun time because of the people.
Yeah, and you know, people worry about age, size, you know, all of that other stuff. Like, what's the age range? It was everything. You had super young people. You had the older crowd. You had your model types. You had your not quite so fit people, and you had everything in between.
Absolutely.
Like you do at both places.
Every place. Let me ask you this. We never chose hedonism initially when we first got into the lifestyle because of A, the single males, and B, because you had to be naked. And Carmen had never been naked anywhere. Never even flashed her tits in a bar. I mean.
Right.
So we chose Desire. Of course, y'all heard that story. She was naked within 32 seconds, so didn't take much. Now, looking back on it, now I look at it and go, I wonder, you know, because the whole premise of having a you have to be nude side or a nude only side is they don't want gawkers. Or, you know, it puts everybody on the same level at that mm-hmm. point. Do you think that has anything to do with the fact that they do allow single males? All right, if you're going to come in as a single male, at least you're going to be naked and feel as vulnerable as the rest of us.
Possibly.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just kind of looking at it from a different perspective there.
Yeah, I don't know.
The truth of the matter is other than the fact that there were certain things you couldn't access without being naked, like the late night pizza, it wasn't that big of a deal.
No.
Even within our group, we went with people that had never been to a lifestyle resort before. They didn't seem to have any problem taking
no
off their
problems.
Clothes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I guess in that regard. And I didn't think it would be a big deal because we go nude at Desire all the time.
Right. We kind of got around the nude part, being on the nude side. When we were leaving the pool, we would walk through the jungle area on the pathway so we could actually put clothes on.
And they're not nobody ever stopped us on our way to or from the pool and said, you have to take your clothes.
No.
It was only when you were sitting at the pool for an extended period of time, whether it's a few minutes, then they would say, hey, you have to disrobe.
Right.
And it was never an issue for us because we were naked before we ever got to the pool. But the one time it was when you went to go get pizza and kept your skirt on. So
I know.
So yeah, it was not a big deal. If you're overly worried about that, I would say don't be. Most people, if they go to hedonism for their very first lifestyle resort, they end up spending about 3 or 4 days on the clothing optional side before they get the courage up to go over to the nude side. Don't waste those 3 or 4 days. Just no. Get there, rip the Band-Aid off, go over there and have
fun. Just do it. Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess that's it, huh?
Yeah. I mean, for me, daytime stuff, it's Hedo. Nighttime stuff, it's Desire.
Snorkeling, swimming on the beach, everything
yeah.
is Jamaica.
Exactly.
Nightlife is Desire.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
I can see that. Dinner, entertainment, nighttime. Yeah, that's Desire, hands down.
If they could just bring the piano bar to Desire, I'd agree with you. That was my favorite part. Loved it.
I know. Maybe they'll start doing sing-alongs for you at Desire.
So I know we're going to get some hate mail on this one because
probably.
We talk some shit. But that was our opinion, guys. That's what we saw when we went. That's
but you know what? We talked shit about both. Like, we gave the good, bad, and the ugly on both.
Okay. I'll tell you another place where Hedo wins hands down. Management.
Yeah. And we did save money going to Hedo because you don't tip. Cannot tip.
You're not allowed to tip. And at Desire, we tip at least 100. We take $100 a day. We tip more than that sometimes.
Right. And it does have your snorkeling included.
Yep.
So we saved a little bit there.
Yep.
So, you know, each place has its good side. And you don't have people bothering you about the membership. But I shut that down really quick.
Yeah, that doesn't...
I'm like, nope.
I mean, it's six of one, half dozen of another. You know, you either have to tell the membership people no, or you have to tell the beach vendors no.
Mm-hmm.
The beach vendors are way more persistent.
Yeah, at least the membership people, when I say don't ask me again, they don't ask me again.
Yeah. Not so much with the beach vendors.
No.
Every 5 minutes, I could have done an 8-ball of Coke.
So. Right. Oh, the other thing we did not mention is on the resort, on like right next to the Prude pool, there are vendors. And every time you walk by them, they will say, come buy something for me.
Yeah.
So we started going the other way around.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's one of those things you got to deal with. So.
It is. You don't have that at Desire.
I hope we helped you guys out with a little bit of comparison here. I know it's probably not the most popular opinion, but it is just that. It is our opinion and nothing more.
Right.
So we are going to probably try and get back to RM now that they put the new addition on.
Kind of got to see it.
Yeah, I know. Prices are still out of whack, man.
They are. Hopefully they will come back down.
Well, now they got more rooms that they got to fill, so maybe that'll bring them down a little.
I hope so.
We'll see. That is going to wrap up this edition of Midwest Menage a Trois. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to reach out to us, we'd love to hear from you. It's MidwestThreesome@gmail.com. That's Midwest, the number 3, SOME @gmail.com. You can also find us on SLS under Lake S Couple and on the Facebook under Midwest Menage a Trois. That's going to wrap it up, guys. We'll see you next week with an all-new show.
Bye-bye.